AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A landmark trade bill that tops President Obama's second-term agenda faces a showdown vote in the House today. Republican Congressman Dave Reichert says trade deals are key to boosting the U.S. economy.
Passage of trade promotion authority is absolutely critical to our economic growth and global leadership.
But many Democrats, including Ohio's Marcy Kaptur, says history shows trade agreements hurt workers.
Every time one of these so-called free trade deals is signed, America moves into deeper and deeper trade deficit, deeper and deeper red ink as more of our jobs get shipped abroad.
The outcome is uncertain heading into today's vote. Last weekend's escape from a New York prison may seem like something out of the movies, but an expert says it took a lot of skill.
It was no small feat for two convicts to cut their way through a steam pipe to escape.
Either they're very good at what they do with a lot of good training, or they had some very good equipment.
Steel contractor Larry Jeffords.
I could have sent my best man up there with an acetylene torch or a plasma cutter, and I couldn't have done a better haul.
And he says being inside the steam pipe with an electric grinder would have been very dangerous.
The grinding dust is tremendous. Sparks. Smoke.
He says his crews have always been watched very closely by guards anytime they've done work at the prison. I'm Diane Kepley.
The two escapees are still at large. A prosecutor says the case of two white Cleveland policemen involved in the shooting death of a young black boy will go to a grand jury. The AP's Mike Gracia on the shooting.
12-year-old Tamir Rice was holding a pellet gun when he was fatally shot by Cleveland police last November. Surveillance camera video shows the boy being shot by Officer Timothy Lohman within 2 seconds of the police cruiser driving up on him. Officers were responding to a 911 call about a man pointing and waving a gun at a playground.
This is AP Radio News. Stark warnings to Greece over its stalemated bailout talks have sent the Athens Stock Exchange sharply down, the main index tumbling 3.8% minutes after today's opening. The NBA Finals are all tied up at 2 games apiece after last night's 103-82 drubbing by Golden State over Cleveland. LeBron James played in the second half with a head wound after he fell and hit his head on a courtside camera.
It was hurting, and I was just hoping I wasn't bleeding, but obviously the camera cut me pretty bad, so our medical staff did a great job of stopping the bleeding.
A longtime Grand Ole Opry voice has been silenced with the death of Jim Ed Brown.
I've been loved in Cincinnati, Evansville, and in St. Paul.
Brown died of cancer in Franklin, Tennessee at the age of 81. Later this year, he'll be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.